Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to talk a little NFL draft right now. And good to be joined right now by an NFL draft writer from CBSSports.com. You can get him on Twitter at Chris Trapasso. Chris Trapasso joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Chris, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you, man. So before we get into some of the specific players, and I looked at your mock draft earlier today, so I certainly want to dive into that. As long as the playoffs are sitting here going on as the backdrop of you and I talking, and we've got the four best offensive teams in football playing in these four slots today, is the seeming trend with offense in the NFL being king and defense, you know, these teams all have anywhere from decent down to probably average or even below average defenses. Has this trend and the way the NFL has kind of evolved this season affect the way you and other experts are looking at how teams are going to approach the draft?
Yeah, I think so, a little bit. Not widespread, because I think this has been a trend that we've seen leading in this direction the last couple of seasons. And I think it's mostly centered around, you know, how much teams are passing the football. And the Rams, the Chiefs, all four of these teams, the Patriots, maybe to the least degree of all of them, love passing the football on first down. They're being smarter with when they are running. They're being more selective. They're not running against 8 and 9 man boxes as often as other teams. So it does kind of change things a little bit. I think the wide receiver spot, to me, is a premium position. I think offensive line, not just left and right tackle, but any of the spots on the offensive line are premium positions. And then one last thing, with the way and how quickly the ball is coming out of quarterbacks' hands, not only the top four teams, defensive tackles, to me, those are players that are playing a premium spot because they're the closest to the football and they can create pressure maybe even a little bit faster than an outside pass rusher.
Along those lines, Chris, that's interesting. I want to ask you about one of the position groups you just mentioned, offensive line. It seemed like when college was starting to go to more spread concepts, but the NFL was still clinging to traditional pro-style offenses, we went through a period where it was really tough for offensive linemen to transition into the NFL because so many were coming from speeded-up, tempo, spread-type games and then playing in pro-style. But now we've seen the NFL start to adopt a lot of these concepts that have been so successful at the collegiate level. Has that translated into more NFL-ready offensive linemen in your mind?
Not necessarily yet. The last few NFL draft classes, at most namely the offensive tackle spot, have not been very good. This upcoming class, I think we are going to start to see teams get that really high return on investment for offensive tackles and interior blockers based on what you just said. I mean, obviously Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame, who's with the Colts now, all pro in his rookie season, had a great year. Even his teammate, Braden Smith, who was a guard at Auburn, played right tackle very well. I think we've started to kind of see it a little bit, but it won't really be until this draft class, which I think is a lot better than the last few, just in terms of talent, that these offensive linemen, like quarterbacks, like receivers, like running backs, aren't really being asked to do things that they're unfamiliar with at this point for more teams. And there was that period around 2012 to 2016 or 2017 where these offensive linemen were coming in and they were, you know, asked to block a lot longer. They were run blocking much more than they had in college. And just with the trend of up-tempo and quick passing and spread offenses, I think we'll start to see the value return on, you know, those positions that have been at a high value for a long time.
Chris Trapasso, draft expert for CBSSports.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. What are the strengths of this particular draft class, Chris, at the high end of things?
Starting with the defensive line, I mean, and that is all the way from nose tackle all the way out to the edge. I mean, that's what it went into the college football season with the most hype, the defensive line. And even though we had Nick Bosa, who to me still is the number one overall player in this draft class, with him going out in September, it was kind of a letdown. and that, you know, a lot of us were thinking maybe this won't be as good of a defensive line class, but Alabama sending a bunch to the NFL, Clemson certainly with Christian Wilkins and Cleveland Furrow. There's just so many defensive linemen that I think are going to go not only in the first round, but in the top half of the first round. So if you want that pass rusher, whether he be on the inside or the outside, this is the draft to pick one because this class is loaded up front.
So, Chris, the big talk, obviously, in draft circles over the last week or so has been Kyler Murray finally making his intentions known that he wants to put his name in the hat for the NFL draft. We'll get into the other quarterbacks that you have in the first round here after we talk about Kyler. Where do you think ultimately Kyler Murray is going to go, and how much work does he have to do to get to where you think he could go?
I think he's ultimately going to go in the middle of the first round. I have him just overall rated in the back end of the first round, and it's not really anything to do with his size. It's mostly due to his lack of experience, really only 1 year as a full-time starter. He hasn't necessarily seen all different types of coverages, but he was certainly outstanding this year, winning the Heisman at Oklahoma. I think the team that picks him won't necessarily ask him to do a lot of stuff that he's not familiar with, and I think Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, Patrick Mahomes, these guys coming from these spread offenses that was throwing the football a lot, you know, kind of from the air raid branch of offensive philosophies where they're not going to really run it that often and they're going to be kind of point guards back there. Those players help Kyler Murray's reputation going into this draft, even though he is smaller. You're not going to draft him and put him under center and run play action bootlegs with him. So hopefully for him and just for the NFL, because he's a fun player, the team that does pick him will be ready to incorporate kind of what he saw at Oklahoma. And I think his arm talent is fine. His accuracy is good. He's patient inside the pocket, even though he's supremely athletic. So I think ultimately teams, or all it really needs to be is one team, will get over the fact that he might only be 5'9 or 5'10. This is an electric player who showed a lot of polish as a passer in his first season at Oklahoma.
Chris Trapasso of CBSSports.com joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Chris, if you go back and look, you know, Jared Goff just made a Super Bowl today. He was the number one pick in 2016. Carson Wentz was the number two pick. Aside from the injuries, he's had a pretty good go of it the first 3 years of his career. The 2017 class, all quarterbacks in the first round there are in the postseason. Trubisky, Watson, Mahomes playing tonight. The 2018 first-round class has some success stories with Mayfield and Darnold showed some things, even Lamar Jackson at the back end of the first round. I guess my point is, it's been a while since we've had sort of a clunker first-round class of quarterbacks. What do you think of this round of quarterbacks in this first round? How do they stack up against not just last year's, but the last few years that have been pretty bountiful?
Yeah, that's a really good question and a really good point. And I've sent out a few tweets this year that I thought that this NFL season was the best mix of the new age of quarterbacks and the guys like Tom Brady and Phillip Rivers and Andrew Brees. So I think the NFL is set up to be a really fun passing league with just all this quarterback talent that's come into the league the last 3 years. This draft class in 2019 doesn't really stack up with some of these last few. Like I said, I think Kyler Murray is an X factor. And if he lands with the right team, which I think he probably will, he could be a really fun player that's, you know, on the level of a Baker Mayfield. To me, Drew Lock is an interesting prospect because had he come out 5 to 10 years ago, I think he would be a lock to go number one overall. He's 6'4", has a huge arm. He's a 4-year starter in the SEC, was very productive. But it's almost like today you have to have these insanely gaudy stats in your final season to really create a lot of buzz. And Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State, similar to Kyler Murray, bigger, but only 1 year of starting experience. So there's just a lot more risk. I think with this 2018 draft that was so loaded at the quarterback spot, a lot of those quarterbacks were 2- and 3- and 4-year starters. There's a lot more risk involved. To me, Drew Lock is the safest bet, but Dwayne Haskins and Kyler Murray can ultimately be the better quarterbacks just because of what they showed in their first season as starters at their schools.
How's the running back class in this year's draft? We've seen some impact guys come in, you know, at a position that's been, generally speaking, kind of devalued, but at the very, very upper end, the elite backs, I think, are still getting a lot of run and and, you know, making a lot of plays for teams. How is this year's class of running backs?
It's pretty good. It's not, I mean, like you said, that we've had a pretty good run at the quarterback spot the last three drafts, and the same goes for the running back position with Saquon Barkley, with Zeke Elliott, Christian McCaffrey, Leonard Fournette, Todd Gurley, all going early in the top half of the first round, in the top 10. We're not going to get that this year, most likely, but a ton of depth from the second to the fourth round, where to me is the sweet spot to even get your feature back. You don't need to necessarily spend a top 10 pick on a running back. David Montgomery from Iowa State, super elusive, between the tackles guy. Alabama has two great running backs, Josh Jacobs, Damian Harris. The sleeper that I'll talk about for this interview is Devin Singletary from Florida Atlantic. Go on YouTube, watch some of his game film. He's an electric runner, was insanely productive there, had over 30 touchdowns the last two seasons, played with Lane Kiffin. So he's someone that I think, not a big name right now, but after the pre-draft process is over, after the combine's over, he's someone that could go in the second or third round, maybe a top 50 or top 75 pick, and we'll ultimately see him being a feature back as a rookie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.